Sheriff Couture says one device exploded and there's evidence a few more were going to be built. Couture says the bomb squad's confident the scene is safe and stable.
The house kind of sits a little bit of alone. It's, the neighbors aren't really close. So if we thought there was a concern, those neighbors would be removed.
The man, later identified as 45-year-old Michael O'Neill, a former Niagara County Corrections Officer, suffered a, quote, catastrophic foot injury, and he could face federal charges.
Anytime you have explosives, particularly if there's something involved in an explosive like shrapnel, BBs or nails or anything of that nature, the federal government gets involved.
But so far,
we still have to complete the search warrant. We still have to complete the forensic examination of the computers. We still have to hopefully interview, and then we have several people that know the person that was injured that we'd like to talk to.
O'Neill is the stepson of Niagara County Legislature Chairman Bill Ross, who owns the home. Couture would not confirm that, but says the family is going through some tough times.
They're devastated.
Couture says there's no indication anyone else was involved. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.